Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back into the show. For those of you that are just tuning in, we were talking about a story. There were four cars that got towed during RAPEC. They had a high school prom. And there were four cars that they just went out and towed. These kids are outside. They're trying to enjoy their night. This is supposed to be a great night, a memorable night for you. And then you walk outside and you're expecting to get in your car. Maybe you guys got other plans. You're about to head to another function. Nope. You got an evening with the tow man. We were going through some of the rules in the state of Kansas, and really there are no set of rules. They got your car. They kind of make the rules. They can determine it. Not being required to accept credit cards is wild in 2025. Wild. Wait, you're telling me it's $4.50? Now I got to go to the ATM? Like, you've really just made this even more of an inconvenience than what it already is. If there's one thing I believe that we can band together, it's for the tow man. I'm serious. We can band together. Just the tow man. The tow man, he lives to just ruin your life. And I just hate it. I'm not a big fan of the tow man. All right, Rob, let's do this. I want to kind of go back in history just a little bit. We'll do this more specifically with the Chiefs coming up in a little bit, but let's take a look at some of the first round quarterback draft classes that we've had, and I want to get your opinion on them as now we've had a little bit of time. So last year, we had Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Michael Penix, J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix. So we saw six quarterbacks taken in the top 12 picks last year. Now, Caleb Williams, I think, is off to a little bit of a rocky start, but I'm pretty optimistic about him heading into this season. I believe they're going to get a running back to pair with them. You got him, Ben Johnson. The Bears are going to be a very popular wild card pick, kind of like how they were last year. Jaden Daniels is a star. I think there's a lot of optimism around Drake May, and we'll see how founded that is this season. We'll see what they do in the draft. Didn't get a chance to see enough of Michael Penix. Didn't get a chance to see J.J. McCarthy with the injury. And Bo Nix, you and I talked about this yesterday. I think that Bo Nix is a far better NFL quarterback than I expected him to be. Now, is there more? Is there another step from Bo Nix this season? Obviously, that remains to be seen. But last year, there was a lot of hype and intrigue around that quarterback class with six of the top 12 picks being quarterbacks. And I think it was all founded. I think that's a really good quarterback class last season that we have with a potential star in Jaden Daniels. And I would say two possible other really good quarterbacks with Caleb Williams and Drake May. And obviously we'll see how the other three careers turn out.
I'm actually, part of it is that that draft class gets the advantage of previous draft classes of it's still so new that you feel like the jury is still out in a positive way on all of them. Drake May showed me something. Michael Penix showed me something. Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels are obviously good quarterbacks in the league. Jaden Daniels, I think, is going to be a star in this league. And the only rocky one was Caleb Williams. And I think part of the rockiness was people had very high expectations for him coming out of USC. And he just struggled a little bit out the gate. Like, this is what happens after year one. You kind of feel like, oh, you don't know what you don't know, but you feel good about the early returns on that quarterback draft.
It's interesting because in 2023, Bryce Young was the number one overall pick. C.J. Stroud was number two. Anthony Richardson went number four overall. These three quarterbacks are all in very different places in their career. I'm sold on C.J. Stroud. You're not as sold on C.J. Stroud, excuse me, as I am. But I think that Stroud is a pretty good quarterback. And last year, the infrastructure around here, maybe more specifically their offensive line, just wasn't there to be good enough. Bryce Young, I thought his career was lost. I thought his career was lost for most of his early start. He kind of showed you something the second half of the season that at least this is, if we had to make a list of the most important quarterbacks heading into this season, who is this year most important for? I think that Bryce Young is near the top of the list. I think he's near the top of it. And Anthony Richardson at this point, I don't believe it's salvageable with Anthony Richardson. And I think that Richardson is a very valuable case study. What you do in college matters. Now, it's not the end-all be-all, and there are definitely quarterbacks that maybe don't have the college success that turned things around in the National Football League, but Richardson was an okay starter in college that didn't have a lot of experience, and you tried to throw him into the middle of the NFL, and it has gone as a very, very rocky experience. He is a guy that solely got drafted off the physicals, didn't get drafted off production, didn't get drafted off accomplishments. He got drafted because physically he tested out to be Cam Newton, but Cam Newton was one of the best college quarterbacks we've seen in the last 20 years, while Richardson did he threw 24 touchdown passes his time at Florida. It's still confusing to me how Richardson was drafted so high, not really having any proven resume as a player.
Okay, so let's talk about C.J. Stroud, because I think saying I'm not as big a believer in C.J. Stroud as you is a little bit misleading. I think C.J. Stroud is fine. I think C.J. Stroud's a good quarterback. I think C.J. Stroud is between the 8th and 12th best quarterback in the NFL. But everyone anticipated him taking a major sophomore step, and he didn't. He was basically the same, if not slight regression. Now, if you want to tell me that's because the Texans' O-line stunk, fine. But the Texans' O-line is about to stink again in 2025 because they've done nothing other than make it worse by trading Laremy Tunsil.
It can't be worse than it was last year.
They traded their one good offensive lineman, so I don't know what their game plan is other than draft one in a bad offensive line draft, whatever. I just think we held him to the, oh, he was great as a rookie. He got his team in the playoff. Maybe he'll make that Allen, Mahomes, Lamar step, and he didn't. So I'm going to hold him the standard of he's good, but not great. He's the best one in that class, but with the advantage of hindsight, that class looks a little mid at best.
I think part of the problem of quarterback right now in the NFL is this. This is part of it. There's a much bigger conversation here, but let's make it a little bit more micro. It's the fact that basically for 2 years in the NFL, we had to throw away a draft class. Now, some of that, I think, is COVID. I think the practice time, the amount of time that we had to see some of these guys, I think there were a group of quarterbacks that got overdrafted and we believed in them despite not having really enough evidence. In 2022, there was one quarterback that was drafted in round one. It was Kenny Pickett. All the draft people told us that draft class was bad and it ended up being bad. These were the top five quarterbacks drafted that year. Kenny Pickett, Desmond Ridder, Malik Willis, Matt Corral, and Bailey Zappe. If those are the top five quarterbacks that are drafted, we don't got to spend too much more time talking about it. None of these guys are starters in the league. It is a bad class. It is only saved because Brock Purdy is in that draft class. You then go to 2021. You remember, this is
coming after COVID. So guys played years in which they didn't have fans, or it was a weird time, I think, in evaluating draft picks. In 2021, there were five quarterbacks drafted in round one: Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones. I mean, four of these guys are not on their current team anymore. And Trevor Lawrence has not lived up at all to the hype. All these guys got drafted high for various reasons. I'll never forget this. Zach Wilson, at his pro day, he made the Mahomes throw. You guys remember that throw? He was rolling to his left. He threw this incredible pass across his body down the field, and I'll never forget. I said to myself right there, oh, the Jets are going to take him. It was an undeniable throw. It wasn't against anybody. It was in practice. It was an incredible throw. Trey Lance didn't play nearly enough football to be the number three overall pick. Didn't play nearly enough. Mac Jones, he was super limited in college. I don't know why we thought he had a chance at being a good NFL quarterback. Justin Fields, you can maybe argue he hasn't been given a good enough chance. I don't know if he's played well enough for you to keep giving him chances, but a team has decided to give him chances. 2021 and 2022, the fact that there appears to be a quarterback void right now in this league, I think some of it you can attribute to the fact of we had two seasons of which you basically had to throw every quarterback away.
I wonder, I mean, there's a lot of reasons it could be, but I wonder how much of that is if you were a good quarterback or, you know, whatever, you stayed in college because you got the bonus year. Like, a lot of those quarterbacks you mentioned, like Zach Wilson, there was nothing more to be done in college. But, like, remember, Justin Fields left because C.J. Stroud was next up. He kind of had to leave. He could have used the COVID year and stayed in college, but he had to get out because C.J. Stroud was coming. I mean, Trevor Lawrence was supposedly a can't-miss guy. Everyone else, I wonder if in a current world where they can transfer portal and use that year of eligibility, if they would have left their school and gone somewhere else, it would have enhanced their draft status because you would then have more data. You would have had them play a road game. You would have. I wonder if that 2020 class, 2021 class, looks back and thinks, oh, I should have used the COVID-free eligibility year and got another year of college football, get paid in an NIL world, and then go to the pros, and maybe I have a better chance of success in the pros because the evaluation is better.
There's one more year, I guess, in the middle of, I guess this was actually right before COVID that these guys all played. So they played their college football season right before COVID. That was the virtual, the Zoom draft. Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert, and Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. Those are the top five quarterbacks on the board. It's kind of hard to have a top five that's better than that. I mean, Burrow has taken a team to a Super Bowl. I think the Tua has proven that he is a quarterback that you can win your division with. You have a chance to maybe win a playoff game. Tua has turned into a legitimate NFL quarterback. Herbert's a legitimate quarterback, even though we have our questions. Same thing I think you would say about Jordan Love. And Jalen Hurts just took his team to a Super Bowl. That 2020 class, and I would say most of these classes kind of before COVID, are actually kind of decent classes where you could find a couple of different ones. We just had that lost couple of years after COVID that were kind of weird on how we were going to be able to evaluate that information. Let me ask you this. Out of this grouping, because I think Burrow's the best out of this. So let's remove Burrow. Tua, Justin Herbert, or Jordan Love. If you were starting a team tomorrow, who would you have as your starting quarterback? And let's remove Hurts from this category because he just won the Super Bowl. I think you should pick Hurts, even though some of you might take Justin Herbert. Out of those three other first-round quarterbacks, Tua, Herbert, and Love, if you were starting a team tomorrow, which one would you take?
I think this is the one of the easier questions you've asked me. I think you have to pick Justin Herbert. I think you have to. Tua is good, but he's never healthy. Like, never. Never, never, never healthy. Like, I feel bad for him because I do wonder about his long-term health because it's not just like, oh, I had an ankle sprain that caused it. It's concussions. He has had some health issues. So I don't think you can pick him, although when on the field he's good, but it's not consistent enough. Not consistently on the field enough, excuse me. And Jordan Love, I feel like we don't have enough data on him yet, which is weird because he's been in the league that long, but he was backing up Aaron Rodgers. And then those glimpses where you're like, ooh, he's that guy. But then he shows long stretches where you're like, oh, he's just okay. So I think the answer is going to be Justin Herbert in a landslide.
I think Herbert is the right answer, and I'll put right in quotes. I think that Jordan Love is still one of the most intriguing players in the league. I agree with almost everything you had to say about Jordan Love. Like, if you told me that you had Jordan Love in your top 10, I don't know if I'd fight you super hard on when it looks good for Jordan Love. I also wouldn't be surprised if you were telling me at 28 years old, we come to the conclusion, hey, you're not winning anything of importance with Jordan Love. It's so hard to get a read on kind of where he is as a player. I like him. I'm a believer. With Herbert, and maybe this is putting way too much pressure on one player, one position, one, all of those things, and I can live with that. I just expected at this point in his career, there would just be more. I just expected there would just be more than what there is. And it just feels like it's a lot of empty calories is what it feels like. You know what it feels like? He's Ball for the Hornets. LaMelo Ball. That's who he is. LaMelo Ball, if you put his numbers up, oh man, he averages 25 and 8 rebounds and 8 assists, and he's going to be on SportsCenter and Ball His Life, and he's going to put up all of these stats. Has LaMelo ever done anything since we have known him to help a team win a game? Has he played in a game that mattered? How would he handle these situations? That's kind of what it feels like with Herbert. It has always been somebody else on why they didn't win. At first, it was Brandon Staley. Then you needed this thing. Then you got him Harbaugh. And then they lost. Is he a quarterback that moves the needle? And is he going to be a reason why you do something? Is he a reason why your team passes the Kansas City Chiefs and wins the division? Can they make a deep run in the postseason? It's not like he's some young guy at this standpoint and we haven't got a chance to see him play and he hasn't got an opportunity. I mean, we're talking about a guy who has been a starter in the league now for 5 years and he doesn't have anything to his name. Nothing. He's 27 years old and all he has done is put up really good fantasy football numbers. That's all he's put up. He's put up really good fantasy football numbers. If you want to wait on a quarterback and you want to get one in round 8, Herbert's a really good one to get. He'll throw for 20-something touchdowns. He won't throw a lot of interceptions. He'll complete a lot of passes. I mean, there's certainly reasons to like Justin Herbert. Is he ever going to move the needle and be a legitimate contender to those top guys in the AFC? I don't think he's put himself in that conversation, even though the numbers say that he should.
I mean, he's the epitome of empty calories, but like, they're just... I know Jordan Love has gone to the postseason, I believe twice off the top of my head.
Yeah, he has.
But, like, it just feels like that's a product of the environment more than him. Like, did we ever say the Packers have a chance to make some noise because they got Jordan Love? Last year, they were in the first round against the Eagles. They were almost as uncompetitive in that game as the Chiefs were. Like, he was not good. The year before that, I guess he was in the playoffs. I have no memory or recollection of it because he just existed in the playoffs. He was just there. Like, I know that winning matters, but I don't think he's winning at such a level that you're like, oh man, Jordan Love. I think they're the same player, but the physical traits and intangibles and all the measurables that we talk about on the draft are just so much better with Justin Herbert. And yeah, Justin Herbert probably won't do a lot of high level winning, but I still think he's a better quarterback than Jordan Love.
A lot of people are making the comparison to Phillip Rivers. I mean, at least Phillip Rivers went to a couple AFC championship games. I mean, at least, I mean, Herbert ain't won a playoff game yet. They haven't won a playoff game. He's never won his division. Justin Herbert has never done anything that you would get a t-shirt for in the league. Or he hasn't done anything that would give you any cause for celebration at any point in his career. He's just put up a lot of FanDuel numbers. I mean, he'll help you hit you over. If you want to put Justin Herbert to throw a touchdown in a parlay, yeah, he's probably going to throw a touchdown. I don't know if he's doing too much else outside of that.
I mean, to be fair, Jordan Love does have a win. He played one good game in the postseason. Outside of that, he doesn't have any t-shirts, and they don't really give t-shirts to Jordan Love. You won the wild card round at Dallas. He doesn't have a division title, and he has the one win. Other than that, it's been mid-city for him in the playoffs. Like, he's done more winning than Justin Herbert, but let's not make it sound like he's peak Jordan and Herbert is Charles Barkley. They're very similar to the Spider-Man meme.
I don't want to say that. One person has been a starting quarterback for 2 years and already has one. One has been a starting quarterback for 5 years and has zero and has one of the biggest collapses in the last decade in the National Football League playoffs. You're right. Jordan Love has not accomplished a whole lot in the playoffs. That should let you know how bad it's been for Justin Herbert that this other guy is lapping you right now in terms of success and what they've been able to accomplish. Can you hit me with the little People's Court music? I got to read a story to you guys.
C-Dot considers himself a man of the people. And now he's asking for your help. Please help the drive in the latest installment of The People's Court.
I want to ask you guys, is this inbounds or out of bounds? So there is a British tennis player. Her name is Harriet Dart. She is playing tennis against another young lady whose name is Lois Boyson. I believe that's how you pronounce her name. In the middle of the game, the camera and the audio pick up her telling the chair to tell her opponent to put on some deodorant. Quote, "Can you tell her to wear some deodorant, please, because she smells really bad?" She then walked it back and then had to apologize. "I'm sorry. It was a heat of the moment comment that I truly regret. That's not how I want to carry myself, and I take full responsibility. I have a lot of respect for Lois and how she competed today. I will learn from this and move on." What are you taking full responsibility for? The other girl was musty. You were doing a physical activity where you got to run and jump and sweat and do all those things, and your opponent is smelling ripe. What do you need to learn from? I don't have any problem with you telling the... You said it what you believe to be privately. You didn't go on and make fun of it. You were like, hey, tell homegirl to put on some Dove. Now, her opponent is having a lighthearted response. She tagged a picture of herself, and she tagged it with Dove and said, "We need to collab." Now, that's the right way that you should play this if you're her opponent. But I don't know if you need to do all of that. I simply believe that you need to just correct the problem. I think that this young lady, Harriet Dart, I believe that she is inbounds. I don't think she went out of her way to try to embarrass her opponent. I think she was just simply keeping it real, and the microphone just picked up their exchange. Rob, how are you going to rule in this People's Court? Is Harriet inbounds or out of bounds in telling the chair in the tennis match to tell her opponent to put on some deodorant?
Out of bounds. First off, I would imagine, I don't know this, but I would bet that athletes at the highest level are probably get sweaty and probably have a little bit of funk sometimes to them. I'm betting Mitchell Schwartz on a hot preseason game when he's going up against a guy in August is probably thinking to himself when he played for the Chiefs, "Oh, this guy's kind of stinky." That probably happened. Mitchell Schwartz didn't go tell the ref, "My man doesn't have Old Spice on. What do we do here?" It is part of the beast. I'm sure in a WNBA game, it's not smelling like roses out there. They don't go to the ref and say, "Hey, it doesn't smell like roses out here. Let's stop play." This is out of bounds. Good response by the girl to get the collab Instagram post, have some fun with it, but to tell the judge, I don't care if got picked up by the mic, yes or no, the idea that she wanted, "Hey, that girl's got to put deodorant on because it's distracting me," in a sport where you're not even on the same side of the court as her, out of bounds.
This is why I'm going to disagree just a little bit. This is why I'm going to disagree with you. I mean, we've all played sports before, so there are certain smells that just... you just get used to being in the locker room that you just got to put up with it, right? You're running, you're sweating, you're jumping. You know how bad it's got to be for you to comment on this? Rob, you know how bad this other girl had to be smelling for you to go up to the official? You went up to the ref. Hey, man, she got to put on a little bit of speed stick. She got to put on a little bit of speed stick here. You gotta be wild, ripe in that scenario. I don't fault this woman. If anything, I hate that people feel like they gotta apologize for everything. "It was in the heat of the moment comment that I truly regret." What do you regret? Why do you regret this? That's not how I carry myself, and I take full responsibility. I have a lot of respect for Lois and how she competed today. I will learn from this and move forward. You can have a lot of respect for somebody and tell them, hey, man, go put on some deodorant. You can do both in this scenario. Harriet, I'm on your side here. We gotta quit normalizing, apologizing for everything when you didn't do anything wrong. I would like Harriet more if she didn't apologize and say, hey, it was in the middle of the game. I just said what I was feeling. I didn't mean any disrespect, but it was a problem. Hopefully we can move on. That's what I want Harriet Dart to do. All right, coming up on the other side, let's continue to get you ready for the NFL draft, which is 8 days away. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails. Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, we got breaking news in the world of college football. I'm not even going to try to pronounce this young man's name. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Tennessee's starting quarterback has made the decision. He is going to transfer to UCLA. This was actually broken by Colin Cowherd. Quote, I am told moments ago, Nico is going to UCLA. The family claims it's not about the money. It is about the Vols offense. I was not told what the Bruins are paying. I think it is pretty noticed. I think it is obvious that he is taking a step back in pay. If you follow college athletics enough, you know UCLA ain't got all the money in the world. You would think that they do. For whatever reason, UCLA is just behind on a lot of these things when it comes to NIL, which makes sense when you see the product that they put out on the field and on the court. So a decision has finally been made. He is going to UCLA, Rob. What do you think about this?
I mean, this played out exactly as you said, right? You said not the institution, but the environment won't allow him to leave Tennessee at $2 million and go get four somewhere else. He ain't getting four somewhere else. I don't know the number, but UCLA ain't giving four away. They don't give $4 million away. They don't give $4 million away to anyone. So the powers that be in college football won, and he will now go down as the face of bad NIL decision-making because he turned down a really good job at Tennessee chasing the bag, and my bet is he didn't get the bag.
Yeah, and I do believe the reports that he was essentially asking them to do more in the portal when it came to wide receiver, and then they didn't, and this is a really important year for him. He has been a starter last handful of years at Tennessee. He is now heading into, this is his draft year. If you go out there and you ball out this season and you have a great year, you put yourself in a position to go on to the next level. I mean, it's hard to look at this as a win for him. It is hard to look at it like this. If you think about the last week and how much turmoil has been surrounding him, you play at a worse school, no question about that. At least in terms of a football program, you played on a team that had a chance to go to the playoff last year. You were probably going to be ranked in the top 15 heading into this year. You go to a worse football environment. I mean, there was nothing that was going to prepare you for your home games in the SEC and then your road games. I know you're making a trip to the Big Ten, but at least your home games are not going to be like that. And your team also is not going to the playoff this year. It is just hard to look at this as a positive, as a win for Nico and how this has played itself out. And I do think that we're going to look at this as a case study. And I believe the next time this situation comes up, because trust me, this situation is coming up. A quarterback who feels like he is an NFL QB, has problems with the pay, has problems with how he's being compensated, and there's nothing that keeps you tied to that university, so I'm going to transfer. This situation is absolutely going to happen again. He played himself. No question. Played himself in how this situation has turned out for him. And he played himself and cost himself money. There's no way UCLA paid him $2.4 million. No chance that they did that. None.
Now the question, like with everything in sports where it's like, oh, you know, so-and-so moved on. Let's see who's the question will be, who is Tennessee still a playoff team with their backup quarterback or whoever they try to attract in the portal? Or does Nico, like, let's keep an eye on how Nico does at UCLA and how Tennessee's quarterback does, whoever that may be. Now, I know that, like, you know, the way the portal works, fans on social media, Twitter, Tennessee fans are, you know, dreaming big about guys they can attract over, whatever. But let's keep an eye on it because Tennessee was a playoff team last year and was going to be a playoff team, you know, a fringe playoff team this year. Let's see if Nico is balling out of UCLA or if Tennessee's new quarterback does anything, because that's not what we watch. That's how this works.
Yeah, I'm kind of just playing this scenario out with him and kind of how it has gone. I mean, if I was a team that had a good quarterback, I would be a little bit worried about how Tennessee is going to play this in the portal. That you're right. Maybe Tennessee feels like they are set. Hey, we're going to roll with our two guys that we have. Maybe they don't feel that way. This could be a team that feels like they could win the SEC this year. They went to the playoff last year and hosted a home playoff game. They obviously feel like they have a very, very good team and returned a lot of the players and pieces from that team. Now, I'm not saying they're coming to get somebody like Avery Johnson. I know there's been some rumors out there. Avery ain't going nowhere. K-State will make sure of it, that he is more than happy and compensated to continue to stay there. But if you're a team that, if you're a good mid-major quarterback, I assume that Tennessee has hit you up. There's nothing stopping them from doing it.
There was an On3 report today that TCU's quarterback had to announce he's not going anywhere because supposedly Tennessee reached out to him.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Tennessee, I'm calling every quarterback that's not in the SEC, and I'm telling you what our number is. And I guarantee you, there is a quarterback somewhere else at KU. Their quarterback ain't making $2.4 million. Now, I don't think he's transferring, but if that's really what Tennessee is paying for that position at $2.4 million, you will not struggle to find it with somebody that wants it. That ain't the going rate everywhere. Everybody ain't got Tennessee's donor. Everybody doesn't have Tennessee's NIL situation. They're in one of the better situations. If they want to, they will attract a good quarterback just based on how much money they have to offer.
I mean, it'll be fascinating because there has been a wave of group of five quarterbacks under the portal. I know that we mentioned North Carolina earlier in the show. North Carolina is after, I believe it was Liberty's old quarterback, or may not Liberty. I forget who they're after. They're after someone's quarterback. South Alabama, excuse me. They're after his quarterback. Tennessee can outbid North Carolina, so it's going to be fascinating how the portal shakes out.
All right, coming up on the other side, let's get back to local. We'll get back to talking about the NFL draft and the Kansas City Chiefs. We went through some of the numbers and what I would like to see them do coming up next Thursday. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right, we'll get you out of here with this before we hand things off to Vern. So, I have been starting my process of reading the mock drafts. We're now a week out. I can't go through everybody's 3-round mock, 7-round mock. We're doing a lot. Now it's a week, I'm in. I'll click on it. I'll read it. I'm cool. A lot of the predictions for the Chiefs have them going on the line of scrimmage, whether it is drafting a tackle, whether it is drafting an edge or a defensive tackle. That is a majority of the mocks right now. If you add it up, over 65% of the national mocks have them drafting someone on the line of scrimmage on either side of the ball. And that's perfectly fine. I'm telling you now, if the Chiefs draft Josh Simmons out of Ohio State, my stance next Friday will not be I am upset, regardless of who's on the board. Luther Burden could be on the board. I will not be mad if they want to plan for the future at offensive line. I promise you, I will not be mad if that's the case. But what I want to highlight for this team is, since they've paid Patrick Mahomes, this is how they've used their draft resources on skill position players. They have taken two running backs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Isaiah Pacheco. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, not on your team anymore. Some of you don't even believe that Isaiah Pacheco is the best running back currently on their team, and his rookie contract is not over. So Isaiah Pacheco is a hit. He has been part of Super Bowl teams, 7th-round pick. He has been a very good back. He is not a dynamic running back. He is not one of the better running backs in the league or a legitimate one, and I like Pacheco. If you look at tight end, they've drafted Noah Gray and Jared Wiley since then. Wiley had the injury. Noah Gray is capable. He is not one of the better tight ends in the league. He is not bad by any means. He is a really strong number two that you put him alongside a one like Kelsey, he is a productive player. I got nothing bad to say about Noah Gray, who was the 132nd pick in his draft class. And even now that you're paying him on his second deal, you ain't giving him that much money. They've drafted 4 wide receivers since they gave Patrick Mahomes $500 million. They missed on 2 of them. They missed on Cornell Powell and Sky Moore. They also got Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy. I would say, and this is where I think me and the text line and me and maybe most Chiefs fans are on the other side. They have drafted 8 skill position players. Only one of them could have helped you in last year's Super Bowl. Now, one of them was just out with an injury, but I don't think that was a Noah Gray kind of game. You needed your big dogs. You needed your difference makers. I don't believe that the offensive line is solely why the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl. It obviously was a part of it. I think more than anything, they lost the Super Bowl is because they don't have enough dynamic players on offense that can help change the game and make things easier for Patrick Mahomes. I want them to continue looking in that direction. That's what they did before the contract. They haven't really done it since the contract. They've done it a couple times, a little second round, a little sprinkle. No, I mean spend legitimate weapons, legitimate resources. Go grab yourself a running back. I mean, since drafting Clyde Edwards-Helaire, that was in the 2020 draft. You've spent 1 draft pick on a 7th-round running back? You haven't tried to get a 3rd-round pick, a 4th-round pick? There was 1 year they had 11 selections. They drafted 1 skill position player during that year. They just didn't spend a lot of resources on that. Part of why I believe the Chiefs have taken a step back offensively is because of how you allocated your resources. You haven't put the best wide receivers around them, the best tight end. You haven't put those things around them. And as the Chiefs are, I think in the process of not this upcoming season, but in 2 years, so the 2026-2027 season, as they are about to turn over their roster, Kelce could be gone. They'll have other players. I want them to be a year early to these things and be proactive. Patrick Mahomes is not that far away from 30 years old. He ain't that far away. Like, we are burning up Mahomes' 20s, and they have made the most out of the 20s, as much as any team could make out of a quarterback's 20s. As they start that transition to another phase of his career, you got to keep trying to stockpile weapons. You got to keep the pond full of weapons, and I don't ever want them to lose sight of that. Go get a running back this year. Go find another skill position player that you think can contribute on offense, and heading into 2 seasons from now, I want them to have a young core that is built around young, talented players under the age of 25 years old. I don't think they're that far away from what I'm talking about. I think it just takes more resources and you drafting and developing those players. That's what I want to see them do. All right, we are out of here today. We will be back coming up tomorrow. We get you ready for the series against the Tigers. Good luck today. I don't want to see the Royals get swept against the Yankees. Let's see them take care of business. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.